Tammy, we want to go back to board appointments very quickly. Could you have us address us?
Okay. I sent you an email with the list of the three recommended or applicants. Mm-hmm. And the 911 advisory board would like to recommend the appointment of Charles Chuck Allgood, Central Taney County Protection District Fire Chief, for the vacancy.
I move to appoint the vacancy to Charles Chuck Allgood as a recommendation from the 911 advisory board to fill the vacancy.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the recommendation of 911 advisory board in naming Charles Chuck Allgood to fill the existing vacancy. Okay. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Tammy.
That's it there.
This one.
Yeah.
Next order of business today, we have a transportation prioritization proposal. How are you all today?
Good.
Excellent.
I think everyone from the Transportation Advisory Board is here except Brian Caperton. David Miller got elected chairman. It wasn't unanimous. If you recall, when you formed the Transportation Advisory Board almost 2 years ago now, one of the tasks assigned to us was to come up with prioritization, objective system to present to you guys so you would have all your roads figured out so there wouldn't be arguments about what is the top priority, something based on some logic and some system safety, traffic volumes, things like that. But we've been meeting now monthly since you appointed us to try and come up with that system. And you divide the county into seven districts based on the number of lots. So a couple of the districts are small and a couple of them are pretty large. As we came up with our list of factors we wanted to weigh to come up with a prioritization, we tailored it after MoDOT's system because we thought if we follow MoDOT's scheme for doing things, if someday you can get some state funds and it's similar to their system, it may help to get those funds. So MoDOT's got a system that factors in safety and, like I said, traffic volumes, mobility, things like that. So as we came up with our priorities from each of our districts, each of us seven board members, we talked to citizens, groups, others in our group, in our area, and came forward with a list of 5 to 10 priority projects. And then that's kind of where we ran into a roadblock because of the complexity of prioritization of those projects. So we've been meeting with the engineering firm of HDR. They're have office in Springfield, Kansas City, on retaining a firm to do the prioritization process for us. And that's where we're before you today. We've gotten a proposal back with costs and a schedule and want to present it to you for your consideration. And we need your guidance on how to move forward if you concur with our recommendation to use this firm or if you've got some other direction for us. And I think several of the board members probably want to add to what I've just said, but have you seen the prioritization proposal from HDR? I don't know if you've gotten that yet.
We have one copy that was included, so I have not gone through this yet.
No. Thank you, sir.
The original one may not have the schedule on the back page. But Rick Ron, Charles, anyone else want to add to it, buddy?
Would you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. Would you introduce the group for the record so that we know who all is here today? She's also recording, so it'll pick that up.
All right. I'm David Miller, the chairman. We have Buddy Roberts, Rick Zingfus, Charles MacArthur, Ron Newman. I say with some hesitation.
Newman on the block.
Yep. Yeah. Jim Youngblood. And also with us, we have Randy's here from the county. He's been helping us out a lot. Mm-hmm. And Beth Schaller, area engineer with MoDOT's been to some meetings, so she came along, and a representative of HDR are also here.
Okay.
And you had some others that were going to address the commission?
If they'd like to.
Well.
You want to say something else?
I know we're at first blush, guys, but if you have questions, let's ask them while we've got everybody here.
I'm Ron Newman, and I represent District 5. I am the new person on the block and just been on board about 4 months. Mm-hmm. First thing I discovered that following on Brian Smith, who preceded me, he had a priority list of items related to the district to look at, traffic conditions, particularly T intersections seem to be a problem over in District 5. Off of Missouri 248, there's a whole litany of about 2.5 miles of small inroads there, and then some reasonably major arteries coming into there, which has created some problem conditions. And there are actually safety issues. They rise to short sight distance. There's one location that's almost a blind location of a T, and that's at Buckhannon Road in the 248. Right where about 50% of our high schoolers come and go from that area on a daily basis, and also their parents coming to and from. So what I did at the outset was to look at those locations that Brian had already previously listed, and then went around and surveyed other locations. It's a relatively small area, District 5 is, so you can get around to all the locations. You kind of gravitate by the way the traffic flows are going, where the bottlenecks are, the problems are. But on that basis, and David had asked all of us to do similar surveys and bubble up some of the top projects. The ones in District 5 don't appear to be long-range, like a diverging diamond type of arrangement or anything needed like that, or nothing of those cost implications. But there did bubble up the three T intersections that are safety issues in my mind's assessment, and would like to see those addressed in the near term. The proposal that's came forward from HDR is a broad-reaching proposal, appears to be, and that it gives a good background of collecting data to support any of the decisions that are made, whether it's in District 5 or in any other districts, and also eliminating any biases. Everyone would be assessed on those items that are issues, whether they're safety issues, or they may be congestion issues, or they may be development issues, which are further reaching and usually requiring a lot of construction and so forth. But the HDR proposal has a number of parameters, 10, 12 or so, that are fundamental in evaluating any significant or even lesser item that might come forward. So we believe that the proposal is a reasonable engineering assessment that you can point back to once the study is completed and say, this is the ranking on a uniform basis across the districts. And so we're highly favorable in moving forward with as quickly as possible with the study, because all good studies take a little bit of time to get to the results to guide what actions we might want to take. But as far as District 5, we really want to get at the top three safety issues of T intersections that need to be signalized. There's possibility of some lane changes that might need to go with one or more of those proposals. And hopefully in the data gathering that HDR would do, hopefully they can gather data from the city of Branson and other areas in Hollister, that they don't have to go out and gather a lot of data, but pull together the data that's out there that will support the recommendations that we're putting forward and on the issues. So we're looking forward to favorable action on the HDR proposal.
Maybe give some clarification as you're reading that proposal. What we did, you'll see there's five different prices for. We weren't sure how much you all would want to invest in this project. So there's 41 projects identified, and the contract would be for $58,300 if we evaluated them all. And we thought perhaps you would not want to spend that much, so we've asked the consultants to give us some lesser amounts. And basically what it would do is it'd cut down the number of priority projects evaluated in each district down to the smallest one of three per district for a total of $35,400 for 21 projects. Our thought was that would give us a lot of data. We'd go a long ways. It wouldn't be complete, but maybe we'd get a good feel for what the top priorities were doing a smaller project. So we wanted to give you some flexibility to cut it back.
I wasn't sure how you – I read that. Okay. So in proposal, the $35,000 proposal, it's all the districts would just provide their top three for evaluation. Yeah. Okay.
That's why we've got a range there.
It makes sense now. Okay.
And the final product would be a spreadsheet of some sort, so we believe that we could then take that and, as we add projects in the future, evaluate it ourselves. We probably wouldn't need to use a consultant, because once we have it established, it'd be easy to just update ourselves.
Okay.
Could visit with HDR just a minute. In your proposals, as you figured 21 for three for each district, total of 21, is that right?
Yep.
As you evaluate those, what in your description do you make available as a product for, because there were several things mentioned here that pertain to MoDOT. Mm-hmm. It'll have to be partnership with MoDOT and all that work that goes along with discussion. How are you, is survey cost additional,
basically all the data we're going to use in this is out there somewhere. I mean, we don't really intend to go out there and actually count any traffic or anything like that. We'll get information from MoDOT, from the county, from the cities. It's all information that's somewhere. You just have to get it and collect it all and get it combined, but we'll work with MoDOT quite a bit, because a lot of it will come from them.
Okay. As he mentions, site view, mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have that documentation.
Right. We'll have to go and visit those sites.
So I guess basically what I'm asking, you're talking about traffic counts, mm-hmm. accidents, all those things that are apparent to what you would do. What I'm asking is what outside that realm, just like you talked about there about the last thing you recommended. Is this your collection of data going to cost us the $35,000?
Yeah, that's all included in here. I mean, we'll visit each site, and I mean, the intent's not to actually survey and get an exact site distance. You know, maybe a rating scale of 1 to 5. This one's 1's 4 site distance. You may rate it 1 or something like that. I mean, we're not going to design every improvement along with these projects, and it's going to be kind of a subjective thing, but the thinking would be is once we get this done, you know, staff or whoever could look at this and say, well, this intersection had a site distance of a 1 rating. This one's very similar to, you know, kind of correlate to the projects we've already done and do future projects based on that.
Now, would this come out of the 2012 budget, or are you looking for an approval today, starting today, on something like this? Did you have any discussion in that matter?
Well, we'd like to start as soon as possible. My understanding, a little confusing, is that there was funds, not specifically in your budget this year, but it was somehow set aside up to, I think the number I've heard was $65,000 for transportation, things like this. So I don't know if the funds are available now. If so, we'd start as soon as the contracts would be executed. Or if it needs delay to your budget system, better, that'd be fine too.
Help me with where $65,000 was set aside. That would be a good start.
I think I told you all I knew about it. Randy, can you help me on that? There was $65,000 I thought was early on in this when we were appointed that we requested money in this year's budget, and we got our request to you too late last year, so it wasn't a specific line item, but yet as you formed your budget, it was in there, not designated.
I don't remember it, but...
That's, well...
Maybe I'm wrong.
That goes to the question of whether we want to start this at the first of the year. We're working on budget now. It would have a impact of whether I would consider all the projects here or if I would consider the $35,000. Road and Bridge has been apparently from the numbers that we're getting in, we've got some extra funds to maybe put towards this project. We won't know till we finish the budget. So it would be my preference that we would do it at budget time.
Randy, can you come join us?
Is there a particular project that would be some emergency? Is that all right to ask, Ron? I ask if there's a particular project that would be an immediate emergency that you would want to get started on.
No immediate emergencies, no. The project this before you would take 16 weeks to do, so I'm not sure how it fits within your budgeting, because it would, if you started it now, it wouldn't be finished until 2012 sometime. But we didn't identify anything that there's an imminent crisis kind of thing. A lot of big concerns, like Ron mentioned, he's got a lot of concerns, but no crisis, if you will.
And we, along with staff, have had several discussions about particular locations that I'm sure is in your list of intersection things. So, how do you want to proceed, Commissioner?
Well, if you're speaking to me, I think this is a great first start, and we need to start somewhere. And this study, at least from my perspective, needs to be done. Whether it's done now or whether it's done as soon as we approve a budget or whenever the funds are available, but I don't think it makes much sense for us to pick a project here or over here or over here until we do prioritize and make some decisions on what's most important and where we need to be doing the work. So I think it's important that we take this first step. Now, when? I don't believe that we have the money in the 2011 budget. Let me rephrase that. I don't believe that we set monies aside in the 2011 budget for this to be done. Now, why I've asked Randy up here is to chat a bit about the budget to see if there are line items within the budget that we could utilize for that. Then that's something that the three commissioners need to discuss so that we could reprioritize what we have left in the budget for 2011 before the new budget kicks in, which will be January of 2012.
Right.
Unless you guys think differently. And where are we within that overall budget, the two combined, Randy?
That's something we may need to look at. I was asked to sit on the transportation board in Frank's place, but I think that was after or during some budget discussions, and I don't know where I wasn't in on that. So it's an exact dollar amount. I don't know what, if any, was set aside. But we can look at and see if there is something available in this year's budget. I mean, that's something you will probably want to look at. Right now, I couldn't answer that.
Well, the T-Highway project, where that project, is it, where is it?
I know it's in the planning stages. Now, I don't know if it's out for bid yet or that far along.
Rick may know.
And I think that's
that happens to be in District 1. And actually, T-Highway project, along with the Hollister project and some other, the Hollister-St. James intersection, are not in here because they're already past that point and they're already in the works. And so they would have almost just been adding on to what and confusing this issue. So they're past this.
That's where I'm going, Rick. I think the money that we set aside that maybe you guys thought that was there is money that we set aside on projects that we had already looked at, and maybe that's where the confusion was on the $65,000.
There's a couple of facts bearing on the issue that I'd like to just say as a system. One, first of all, I think that it would be far more productive if all of the projects that were on the table could be prioritized in this matrix rather than just selecting out a select few from each of the districts. And then the other thing is, know that once you get a priority score on this, MoDOT has those priority scores, but then everybody gets together from, for example, the Southwest District, and you sit in a room and you get high, medium, and low priority projects out of that. You've been introduced to that. I think that there will be a process here that will get at some of these safety issues as them being prioritized, even though the scores may be a little differently. They would still be prioritized as a high priority project because of some compelling need. It's the same way we see with some of the lower population areas in the county. Their projects will need to be prioritized high because just the simple raw score may not do it. And so what that'll, if you were not careful, will cause the scoring system to get out of whack so that we can compensate for some of this stuff. I would suggest let the score be across the board a fair score that goes in there, and then we sit down and we say, given these scores, this is a high priority, even though it may not be the highest score. When you look at the MoDOT process, some of the lower scores wind up with higher priorities because of these compelling needs of safety or of a long-term need or something like that. So that sometimes the one with the highest traffic count doesn't necessarily be the high priority. It just means it has a high traffic count. Now, where will that take you? In the MoDOT system, when we get to those kinds of high, medium, and lows, they say, where does this stack up in the county? What's the county thing? Well, if we've already got this matrix, we've got a numeric score evaluation that matches some of their criteria, and then we say, and in addition to that, it's a high priority. And that will move a long ways. Because obviously, to everyone here, but you guys are aware of this, there's $1 billion worth of needs out there, and certainly not that amount of money to apply to it. So how are we going to invite partners like MoDOT to come alongside? How would we invite partners like the cities or like some of the other resources that we could draw grants, things like that? How would we draw them alongside? This is a huge step in that direction, but it's not the only step. It's a single step, and I think it would be much more powerful if we could fund the entire thing. And I'll speak for one district, District 1. I'm of the belief that we're working for you three, along with the residents of the county, but we're working at your desire here. So what we're asking is, what do you want to do with this? I believe that we were tasked to get the potential of a priority here to phase these projects and do these kinds of things, and we're kind of at that step, but it's going to take some funding to formalize that. And because we're volunteers and Randy has limited staff, we're asking to augment that with outside staff at this fee, whether it's in this budget year or next budget year, just so that the residents that are all looking at us and saying, are you ever going to do anything, we hope that we can answer that, and we hope we can get a product to them. Once we get this priority matrix together, sitting down and saying high, medium, and low is a pretty quick process. Generally, MoDOT does that in a day. And we should have to you all of that product pretty quickly. So 16 weeks plus a day, and we should be able to bring something to the residents of Taney County that says, here's a countywide product that you guys commissioned 18 months ago. So that's kind of how this fits. But just this in itself is a major step, but not the only step. There's this high, medium, and low step to compensate for some of these immediate needs. And then, again, a part of this is whether there's realistic funding. Because even when we get this matrix, we just can't go out and say, well, we can just do this. So that would be a huge step forward to go out and attract funding.
Now, have you done this? Have you separated MoDOT cost share projects away from Taney County projects, or is that what you're going to do? Will be a lot of projects that will have demand MoDOT cost share. I'm thinking about F and 160 right off the bat, the intersection there. Are those projects separated? And I don't know whether this is time for this discussion or not, but I would like to know before we make a decision on how much money we're going to spend, is those MoDOT projects separated, or is that what your job is going to be?
Should I?
Go ahead.
Okay. They are not separated. This is a step in that process. We will identify projects that are at all levels in the county, and then we'll go out and look at how they relate with funding. Let's say that this is a high-priority project, it's a large-cost project, and it has a MoDOT component to it. So we can go to MoDOT and say, in Taney County, this is a high-priority project, and there it's on the state system, and we'd like to work this into the MoDOT cost share or discretionary money out of the Southwest District or some other funding that goes along with that. Or it may be, as we pointed out in District 5, it may require some Branson Street project money to go along with it. It may not be in the county, or it may take everybody together to do that. So, but until we see how it fits in the total picture, which projects will actually come to the table that will require what funding, it's an open question at this point. So grants, we've all talked about Tiger grants, we've talked about all these other things. This is all a piece of how we go out and look for those types of economic development money that may weigh in that the state has set aside for transportation. A variety of pots of MoDOT money. Buddy sits on the regional transportation decision making. This would be very, I would assume, Buddy, this would be helpful for the TAC to take, the Transportation Advisory Council regionally, to take a look at. So that's how this fits into that. But does this address funding specifically? I don't think it does. It's the precursor for that.
Do you guys want to consider some of the projects, or you want to consider?
Well, I want to think about it. I mean, obviously, we don't have the money, but we need to provide money. I'm just trying to figure out, do we do it all or part? I mean, and where does it come from?
My question.
Does it come from contingency? Does it come from road and bridge? All Rick's points and David's points, you know, were all very valid. I mean, we've tasked him with the job, and now we need to give him some tools, and this is a tool to help them do their job that we've asked them to do. So I just need, you know, since it's my first blush at it, it looks comprehensive, but I really want to spend a little time looking into it and talk to HDR once I have
a question. You gave us 2 weeks or something, didn't you?
Well, a couple of quick points. I asked the auditor of the county this morning to give us a budget preview, if you will, of where we're at in 2011 this coming Thursday morning, specifically concerning a couple of departments. But we'll add road and bridge to that. We will have a good picture after that presentation from him as to exactly where we're at in our different line items. I'm assuming that there's not a request in for 2012 funding from this board into the upcoming budget. So that's something that, even though it's past deadline, we have to remedy right away if we're going to do that consideration, and or if we're going to do 2011, we also need to get on the stick. I think we're leaving a lot of business unfinished if we only look at part of the projects. I agree with what Rick's comment was, that if we're going to do this, we need to look at all the projects, and we need to evaluate everything that's there. And then and only then do I believe that we can make the decisions that's in our best interest. But that's my two cents.
All right. I mean, if we could, I mean, we would have a better glimpse even next week. When is your next time that the board meets, your advisory board meets?
Monday of the month. I don't remember.
So the last Monday?
The 28th of November.
Okay.
And again, this can cross budget years. You could take some funds if you had some contingency funds this year, and then you can complete it next year.
Okay. I would just like a little time to review, and there's some questions, but I don't want to leave this undone. I don't want this to not be readdressed. So, I mean, if a week or 2 weeks, what how much time do we want to look at this? I mean,
I'll tell you what I would like to do, and you just I'd like for the next time they have their meeting that we address it from this forum and make the decision. We'll have an idea of what the budget's going to be. They'll have any new ideas that if there's questions asked, and so then we can answer that the 28th. What is the 28th of November?
Monday.
I mean, how do you have your scheduling? Is what I was asking, Jim.
I mean, we're in, that's normally our executive session time on Mondays, so it just we're supposed to be done with budget before that. That's what I'm saying. We're supposed to finish budget up. I thought the
well, our final budget hearing is not till December, but we are supposed to be finished hopefully in that time period. I see that Rick came in. Rick, did you hear me when I was talking about adding road and bridge to
Thursday?
Yes. Can you do that for us? Well, there's two or three specific things I want to chat with you about. We get your monthly report anyway, and I have a good handle, but we want to be sure where we are with most recent expenditures. Want to wait that long?
I don't. I mean, I necessarily don't need to wait that long. I mean, if I had 2 weeks, I'd be in good shape. So, but we can send word. So,
what I would.
Well, we're each of us going to have questions and different questions. It's again, this is first blush. And
yeah. I don't think anybody's pressing you.
No, we.
You need to take the time to see what we have in the budget.
There's a lot of different discussion items here on what's in the matrix.
That's what I was looking at. Lots.
And again, it was modeled after MoDOT.
Right.
So the two programs will mesh.
Right.
And Beth and Frank Miller involved in it. And Frank's offered as much information from MoDOT as available. So they're I can't speak
so
for you, but
you
I
want
think
us to
they're on board.
I can add to that. I was just thinking that if you guys have any questions about this, really Frank is probably the best person to talk to because planning is his department, and that's basically who uses this matrix.
Okay.
That's Frank Miller.
Right. Here's my thoughts on it. You are volunteers as a board members, and I think that it would save you a meeting, and we would have more of our questions, and you could have more of your answers, and the volunteers wouldn't have to come together again. I mean, this is going to be a very important part of your whole year, basically. So I would rather wait till the 28th myself, but I'll refer to these two gentlemen here. If they want to decide to go earlier than that, that's fine.
Right now, the 20th, if you guys want to wait till the 28th, we'll let you know on the 28th then. If that's what I'm hearing, we'll have a discussion and decide.
Mm-hmm. At that point, we'll have a decision to make.
Okay.
That would be a few questions.
I'm hopeful that we have the information in hand that we need to make this decision in the next couple of weeks. If what I heard from Danny was that's the day that we would make a formal decision. And yeah, following Thanksgiving. At least we're all scheduled to be here.
We're all supposed to be here. We have.
I would just appeal that any questions you have, the sooner we get them, I think that we can answer those or share wisdom. The idea about the fact we're on your schedule. I mean, we're not, as we're, again, I think that's been mentioned here before already, that we're serving at your pleasure.
Great. Perfect. Do we direct them through you guys locally here? I see different names here.
I would probably keep your questions go through Mr. Miller. And he'll send a name that way.
Okay.
Chairman knows.
I'll copy. Yeah, that sounds great. I can copy the whole board.
Thank you.
Your business card. I put Frank's name and phone number on the back.
Yeah, and I've got Frank's. Yeah.
I'm direct, but you're more than welcome to contact me.
Frank Miller has been a regular participant in these meetings and is up to speed with where we're at the process, so he does know a lot of the parts that
Do any of the rest of you have any comments you'd like to make regarding this issue? Danny, you or Jim have any other questions?
No questions, but I sure do appreciate the hard work that they've done. I know they've met continuously, and it's been time-consuming, and it's something of great need to the county.
Right. Well, help me out, so because sometimes I need a little help. The gist of this is whether or not we're going to move forward with prioritization and create a matrix for projects that need to be addressed within Taney County. And to me, the question is pretty simple. Do we want to do that or do not want to do that? And I think that it's critical to do that. And I think it's the professional thing to do that. And I think that we need to get our questions asked sooner rather than later. Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
And lady, I'm sorry.
Right.
We will have the girls send you a notice. I know they're listening. That meeting will be on the 28th, unless sooner.
Just a recess for a minute.
We'll stand in recess for 10 minutes.
Yeah.